Get ready for this piping hot tea. Get ready for tea time and filter with your girl loving tea. Spilling all this hot tea on these podcast streets. So get ready for this piping hot tea. One tea time and filter with your girl loving tea. Hey, Tea Sippers. I hope you guys are doing good this evening. I am back with another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered, and I have my girl Emily with me. Emily, say what's up to the people.
Hey, everybody.
So it's been a lot going on, child, these last few days. It's been a mess. And I know me and you've been talking about the whole Coyle Ray Benzino situation, you know, off and on for like the past week, because they've been going through their, you know, father-daughter drama.
Yeah.
Last night we were hit with a bombshell when Shauna Brooks basically took to social media and posted conversations of Benzino and her. And like, you watched the video that I did earlier on the whole situation.
Yeah, I watched it.
And what was so funny is because, like I said, he was speaking about this back on April 11th, but I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. So I feel like he knew this was going to come out.
Yeah, and that was a horrible, like, cover-up or whatever. Because, one, I don't know, maybe I'm just out of the loop. Like, who the hell watched it? Benzino as an actor? What movie? I didn't know him to be an actor. Like, what movie? Who's watching a movie with Benzino, for one?
I was thinking that, too. Like, acting role. Like, what movie were you in prior? Because I don't know him to be an actor, let alone the upcoming feature. And then he never mentioned the name. Like, I mean, like, is it on at the Red Box?
Yeah, it's on Zeus.
Because if this was 3 years ago, where's the movie, sir?
Yeah, I don't know. He could have came up with a better lie than that.
And then he just kept stuttering through it. And it's like you have all these loud guys trying to co-sign it. And it just didn't make any sense. The story just did not pan out.
Yeah, because there's so many different stories, like him on Clubhouse, and then the Vlad interview, and just so much going on. But with the Clubhouse especially, I don't know who they were talking about particular. I don't get on Clubhouse, so I don't know a lot of people who are popular on there. But whoever they were referring to, I don't know what he does. But I didn't really care for the way that he was talking to him. He was being very aggressive. He was being very homophobic. Like, I just didn't like the way that he was carrying himself in that situation.
Oh, you're talking about Ion. That's the guy's name who runs the room.
His
name is Ion. Yeah, I thought they were being like really aggressive. Now, I know Ion and WAC 100, they've gone back and forth, you know, before. But yeah, Benzino did come in like super aggressive, super angry. And it's like, bruh, like, if there's nothing to the rumors, why are you going from Clubhouse to Clubhouse, room to room, to keep addressing it?
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate because his daughter just came out with, I believe, her freshman album. I personally like it. I think it's a good album. I like a couple of songs on there. Well, I like a lot of the songs, but it's got some really good songs like that I keep on repeat. And I feel like the attention should be on her right now. Like, this is her moment. This is a really big deal. Why are you making it? And granted, he might not be making it about him, because I'm sure this is stuff he doesn't want out, but he's all in the news. You Google Coyle Ray and he's gonna pop up. Like, it should be about her right now, not about him.
Right. And one thing about Benzino, I'll say this, is that I don't think he gets a lot of credit that he deserves in the industry. And this is not going to help his case. Like, somebody had wrote on the video, they had wrote that, you know, this is the same guy who helped to create the Source magazine. He started the first hip hop awards, which was the Source Awards before BET and all them. You know, he did a lot for the culture back in like the mid, you know, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And then that whole beef with Eminem, that just totally destroyed him and the Source.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember because when the Nail in the Coffin song came out, I didn't even know who the hell he was talking about. But obviously, I listened to Eminem, but I was like, okay, this is a bop, whatever. You know, I like the song. But I know just recently, I found it weird too. He was talking about Eminem, and then all this stuff comes up. It's like, I don't know if it's connected or not, you know, but it's like every time he brings up Eminem's name, something bad happens to him.
Right, because I remember downloading all that music, like I said, on Kazaa
Shout out
and
to and it's so funny. I know this is off subject, but I've heard, I called it Kazaa, but I've had so many debates with people on what it was really called. Some people called it Kazay, some people called it Kaza. I always called it Kazaa, but yeah, shout out to Kazaa and the dial up and 3 hours. You would put in work if you wanted to hear a song. Like you had to be patient.
Oh, yeah. If you were downloading some stuff back then on the internet, minimum 3 hours per song. That's why when you got better, you could burn CDs with your friend. Like what me and my friend would do. Like I remember he bought the Get Rich or Die Trying when 50 Cent's album first dropped. And then I went and bought Ludacris's album, Word of Mouth. And so then what we did, we're like, okay, you buy that album, I'll buy this album, then we'll burn them. Then you give me your 50 Cent burnt, and I'll give you my Ludacris burnt. So those are the things that we did when we were teenagers,
Yeah,
just
so
to.
much faster doing that too.
Yeah, it was a lot faster burning the CD. But yeah, when you want to download it, I remember I would leave for work. I'd drop my son off at daycare and I'd have my computer on literally all day downloading the latest rap beefs. Cause we didn't get a lot of that stuff in the Midwest. All that stuff was like East Coast. So like all the East Coast people, they had access to it. They could just go, to like whatever bootleg, bodega and get the mixtape. We didn't have access. So we'd have to wait for them to upload it onto the internet and then burn them. And I remember burning hours of like just beef songs, diss tracks, and the Benzino and Eminem. That was like a big deal in the Midwest because Eminem's from the Midwest. So we were definitely team Eminem, you know what I'm saying? And he could just flow. Like we understood where Benzino was coming from, but then it just sounded more like hating.
Yeah, he definitely came off like a hater. And a lot of times, I don't know if he means to or not, but originally, when all this stuff came out with Benzino, originally, my first reaction was like, he is just a piece of shit. Like, I'm so annoyed with him. He stays like just not really portraying himself as a great dad to his daughter and the way that he treats his baby mama. I'm still trying to figure out how many kids he has because we Googled it and it said two, but then he said something in one of them interviews where he has three sons. I don't know how many kids he has, but I was originally just like annoyed with him. But after watching the videos of him, especially the one where he was in them pink pants and no shirt and all that shit, I felt bad for him. Like it's like he's going through a mental breakdown. Like it, he did not seem, and I'm not trying to put like mental illness or anybody, or drug use or whatever. I don't know what that man does, behind the scenes, but something is not right with him, and I kind of felt bad for him.
Yeah, it was really sad, especially when he broke down crying and saying, Althea, you snitched on me. And it's like, dude,
Sir.
like you literally destroyed her friend's, property. Like not destroyed it, but you're punching it and doing all types of extra stuff. And I don't know. I think, maybe there might a low key be a jealousy because he didn't help his daughter, Coi Leray. Coi Leray didn't even want to be attached to Benzino when she came into the industry. A
Yeah,
lot of people had no
definitely.
idea that that was even his daughter. And so for her to be where she's at now, where she has her album, Twinning Them was a bop. A lot of people jumped on the remix. Then she got to do the song with Nicki Minaj. So it's like, because of all this, I wonder if it low-key bothers him that she's having this success in the music industry that he wanted so bad for himself 20 years ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that was definitely something going on with him. Because I remember I've watched a lot of interviews that Coy's done, and she had done an interview one time where she was talking about her dad and how she remembered when she was younger, like he was really into music, like he that was kind of like his passion. He loved making music, and she asked him, Dad, why don't I ever hear none of your songs on the radio? And he was like, you know what, F that, blah blah blah. I just do this because I enjoy doing it. I love music, but I'm sure a part of him still like he wanted that. I'm sure he, if you love doing something, I'm sure you would want to get some type of recognition or success, and you would think he would be happy for his daughter, like. Not to live vicariously through her, but oh, like she had the same passion I did, but she's gaining more success in that. But it does seem like it bothers him in a way, like he's constantly trying to attach himself to her or like find a way to for him to come up through it,
Right. Yeah, it definitely comes off as just weird. But I mean, this whole thing now with him supposedly being on the DL is insane. What did you think when you first saw the Red Roof In video? Because that went viral all over social media.
I ain't trying to like shame nobody, but first thing I was like, damn, Benzino looks old as hell. I didn't realize he was 55 years old because just the shit that he doesn't carry himself like a 55-year-old man. I also didn't know he had OnlyFans. I ain't seen it, but I just, that was another thing. But when I saw the Red Roof Inn thing, I was like, what is it with loving hip hop people and Red Roof Inn for? And also,
so today's show sponsor is Chime. Is that piece of plastic in your wallet doing enough for you? Because with the secure Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with everyday purchases and on-time payments. You see, with the Credit Builder, members can increase their credit history with no annual fees or interest. And having a good credit score means that you can get better car loan rates or renting apartments easier. You can also use it as a bragging right at the dinner table, honey, okay? So to continue your credit journey with Chime, it only takes 2 minutes and it does not affect your credit score. Just go on to chime.com/sipslow. Once again, that's chime.com/sipslow. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to license from Visa USA, Chime checking account, and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for a secure Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary. Some users' scores may not improve. So once again, if you're interested, make sure you go to chime.com/sipslow.
It was, I know he was trying to make it out like it was something else, but I just, how do I say this? I'm trying to, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Most heterosexual men don't, might have gay friends, but they ain't going to be posted up in a hotel room with them.
Right. And the thing is, did you notice all the damn luggage he had
when the police right. came to yes, room? Yes.
Like if this was just a quick, you know, 1 or 2 days, I mean, he had like at least 3 months worth of luggage. But I'm like, are y'all living there like together? You know,
yeah.
He did say that he did fall on hard times. You know, I get that. But it's just very strange. Like, were you trying to make this a permanent situation? Like, that was a lot of luggage.
Just like I said, I don't know too many straight men that are going to be, you know, staying in a motel room with someone, even if they are really close friends. But, you know, like I said, that could be ignorance on my behalf. Another thing I noticed is he seems to not have any type of fear of authority. Like the way that with both instances with the cops, the way he was going off and they were like, mm-hmm. sir, calm down. Like he was on 10. I'm like, dude, why are you on 10 in every instance?
Right. And he's been arrested a few times. I mean, he gets arrested like every few years.
Because of his mouth. He won't shut the hell up. If he would just shut the fuck up, I don't think he would have been arrested that many times.
Right. And that was the thing, too. It was like he's screaming Black Lives Matter. He's just going off. And the police officers, the ones who were in front of Althea's house, they were pretty calm. They're really cool.
Yeah.
Just chill out. Just don't cuss. We're just trying to get to the bottom of everything. So I think they really dealt with him with a lot of patience and restraint. But he was definitely
yeah.
being like just super extra. And it just wasn't needed.
Yeah, that's why it makes me think there's more to the story than what's just going on. And, you know, I have a history with drug use, so I feel like I'm not an expert in a lot of things, but that is one thing that I am good at. I can point out when I feel like someone is on something, and he has definitely given me tease that he is on something. I know that there's been different people come out before saying that he does coke and stuff like that. I don't know, allegedly, but he is either giving me he's giving me vibes that he's on something and he's having some type of mental breakdown.
Yeah, something is definitely going on. And even like when you think about how everything went down with him and Cavario, the whole reason why they came up to the room is because they hadn't paid for the extra day. So if they really wanted to like, you know, not, if they didn't want to be bothered, they didn't want people in their business, you can literally pay for an additional room right online. You don't even have to go downstairs. You don't even have to deal with the front desk. You can just
yeah.
book the same room right online and pay it. So it's like, were they running out of money? Because they had been there for 4 days.
Yeah. And then in the story that he was saying, the way this is what I got from it, it's almost like he was implying this was a longtime friend of his. He was down on his luck. He was linking up. But what I got was he said he was trying to get back in the streets. So I took it as, okay, he's about to get the plug and sell some dope. That's what it came off to me, like what he was saying. Mm-hmm. So if that be the case, you would think you would not want to garner like any police, right, or anything like that. Why would you, you wouldn't want the law around, period. And if they were, you wouldn't be on 10 like that.
Exactly. Yeah, if he was really actually going up there to go pick up some dope or some weed or whatever, why bring the extra unwanted attention? You know, why not make sure that the room is paid if y'all was going to, you know, trap up out the room or whatever they right. had going on? But I mean, the whole thing just didn't make sense. You know, like I said, he claimed he was in the shower. Okay, well, if you're in the shower, what was Cavario doing? Why didn't he right. open the door? You know, and if Cavario was one in the shower, then why didn't you open the door? It just doesn't make sense. Were y'all in the shower together? Like, it was...
Yeah, and you know, his friend, he seemed like real calm, real cool. Like, I mean, he seemed real level-headed, and you know, he wasn't acting all crazy. It was Benzino that was just doing the most.
Yeah, and usually when you're trying to, like, you know, divert attention, it's because you're trying to hide whatever you're trying to hide. It seemed like he was trying to, like, do a lot of, you know, just a lot of diverting and a lot of antics, and let me get super, super hyped up. But when this fool was like, if we were two white men, if we were John, what was the name? Let me pull that. If we were John and Bill Summerfield, I
not the Summerfields. Yeah, yeah, that was the
Summerfields into this mess.
Why would that analogy be the first one that come? What? Why wouldn't it be like, okay, if we were, you know, two, you know, if we were two white guys, you know, two friends, I don't know, if we were Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, that's the first thing that comes to my head. You know, y'all wouldn't be keeping this energy. Like, none mm-hmm. of the stuff he says is making sense. Even to with the stuff with Shauna, and their private conversations. And I know, like, he was trying to cover his tracks or whatever, but who when you're having a conversation, like just a regular as friends, you don't be calling them daddy. Like, that's
right.
That's just weird.
It was. And the thing is, them calling the police to get him out of the room, that had nothing to do with racism. You were staying in a room longer than you were supposed to, and they're supposed to call and see what's going on. And if you're not coming down to pay within the next, you know, 15, 20 minutes, they have the right to call and get you escorted off the property. I mean, yeah. That's what it is.
And even sometimes it's not even just about paying, which mostly it is, because like you said, when it is, because that's happened to me before where, you know, I just overslept a little. And no, they will come banging on your damn door and get the hell up out of here. You know, they don't play that shit. They don't care who you are. But a lot of times, too, if someone's in a room and they haven't checked out, they haven't heard from you, things like that, they don't know if someone's dead in that room, if someone mm-hmm. overdosed. There's so many different things that they need medical attention. There's a lot more to it than just them, you know, wanting to be extra and call the police and cause a scene. But with the guy, based off of the video, it seemed like he acted an ass, because he was like, I don't want dude coming back. I think if it was something just as simple as they didn't pay and they needed to be escorted out or whatever, it wouldn't have been as big of a deal. But like I said, he just won't shut up. Like, he acts crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot going on with him.
He's acting like a Karen.
Yes,
that's what it's given me.
Now, it was just reported today, I don't know if you saw this, but it was reported that Benzino had laughed at Coyle Ray's first week album sales. Did you see that?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, DJ Academics posted this. So DJ Academics says, Coyle Ray's trendsetter on place to sell 11K the first week. Benzino retweeted it, and he had a bunch of laughing face emojis.
So is that bad? I'm not familiar with the numbers. Is that bad numbers?
That's not good for first week. And then he wrote this. If she had a track with at I Am Benzino, I would have listened at Coyle Ray.
Who? Benzino said if she would have had a track with him?
Mm-hmm, that he would have at least listened.
Oh, he's lost his damn mind. She had everybody on. She had Nikki on there. She had her on there. She had Pusheist. She had so many good features on that. Benzino, get the hell out of here. But that really bothers me, because at the end of the day, you are her dad. You should be supportive of her. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of clown gets online and laughs at his daughter and tries to add more to it? Something that... This is her first album, too. This isn't like, you know, she's new to this, like, or no, that she's familiar with all this. This is a big deal. She needs all the support that she can get. So I'm sure stuff like that is going to bother her. She's going to mm-hmm. be nervous. She's going to be anxious. And to have her own dad online, like, picking at her, laughing at her, that's just, that's sorry as hell.
Yeah, people are dragging right now too behind that. They've been going off on him, you know, like, how can you sit there and clown your daughter? Because I think Fabio Foreign, he's projected to sell 25K his first week. And mind you, he has tons of features. He has a lot of big co-signs in the industry.
Yeah.
So 11K is not the best, but you know, hey, it's her first album. It is what it is. But I think as a parent, he should be supportive.
Right, and there's other artists out there. I mean, I know a lot of people, they've clowned Meg Thee Stallion before for her sales and things like that. She's got how many Grammys? Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, Roddy Ricch, exactly. Like, there's a lot of artists out there, maybe their sales might not be great first week, maybe it takes time to pick up, I don't know, but that doesn't mean that they're a flop or they're not successful. But even with all that said, that is your daughter. You should be supporting her. And the fact that he has just done so much to her, even with the interview, that girl did not say anything disrespectful about him, but yet he's going off on her, threatening her mom, just because she told her truth, because she said when she was younger, she didn't have a silver spoon in her mouth. They were broke. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to come at her like that. I feel really bad for her.
Yeah, it is. It's sad, but you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that whole thing plays out. But that just goes to show you too, that a lot of people hype things up on the internet, because Coi Leray has a huge following on TikTok. I mean, like, at least like 8 million. She has a huge following on Instagram, but you're only selling 11K. And I'm noticing this with a lot of celebrities. They'll have, like, you know, 30 million followers and only sell, you know, under 10K. And they say, well, where are all these followers? You know, yeah, people who are following you, why are they not buying your music? And that just goes to show that, you know, not all of these followers are necessarily supportive when it comes to supporting the music and supporting the product that that artist is putting out.
Yeah, because a lot of fandoms will be real quick to attack people, to say some really nasty stuff, stir up all kind of drama. But then when it comes to their faves dropping music, it doesn't reflect.
Right, right. And I think that's the sad part. Well, let's go ahead and segue into this whole Kim Kardashian thing. So, if you guys have not heard, Kim Kardashian has a new podcast. Well, she's doing a podcast with this woman. It's called, what is the podcast called? Oh, I just had it here.
It's something like Not Skinny, Not Fat, something like that.
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay. Okay, so she's doing this podcast with this lady, and the podcast is called Not Skinny But Not Fat, and it's supposed to come out tomorrow. And in the podcast, she's basically talking about Pete Davidson, about, you know, their first kiss, how it gave her this zingy feeling. Then she goes on to say that basically Pete Davidson has big dick energy. She uses the acronym for it, but, you know, we all know what she
means. Yeah, so we know.
Right, so let me go ahead and play that really quick here.
Story is that he was asking around for my number, and then when we kissed, I was just like, a little zing. I was like, there is some BBE action. And I knew him. His story is that he was asking around for my number.
All right, so you just heard her say that there is some BDE action. Again, that stands for big dick energy. Okay, now we've heard a lot of stories about, you know, Mr. Peter.
Mm-hmm. That's the word on the curb about him. I think Pete Davidson is fine. That's just my opinion. But yes, I think he is so cute.
I like his height. I think his height is
Yeah, so he is tall. He is very tall.
He doesn't sleep enough. The bags under his eyes, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I know he's got Crohn's disease, and I know that causes anemia and stuff like that. It'll give you the dark circles and stuff. But I mean, maybe he might not get a lot of sleep either. But yeah, no, I think Pete Davidson is fine. But I think Ariana Grande was the one who started that, and that song that she had, you know, when she was writing about all of her exes, and he had come out with, I think it was a joke, but he was like, I don't appreciate her doing that, because now, like, every girl I'm with is just going to be disappointed. But I don't know if he was joking or not, but he gives me those vibes. I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems like that's Ariana Grande's thing, too, because she also messed with Big Sean. And we know Big Sean, his damn peen pics leaked about 3 weeks ago, but I've been seeing his. And he has new ones that he, you know, accidentally leaked. And
Big Sean is
with a big package.
Well, you know, good... Yeah, she's so, Ariana Grande is so tiny. She's so little, poor thing. But yeah,
I might be short and small, but I like them big.
Okay, girl, we see you.
And now here comes Kim Kardashian basically co-signing the same thing. So a lot of people are saying that that's disrespectful to Kanye. Imagine if Kanye West got up there and was like, oh, this new grime with, you know, her box is super wet and it's better.
He did.
Did he?
Well, okay. So, I mean, I know he put it in his songs, but I don't see the difference between that and that girl, what's her name? Julia Fox, yeah, doing them podcasts. And this is when they were dating, but she had a podcast too. And she was talking about how she was into dominatrix and how she would like to like sit on people's faces and be like, you're not good enough for this pussy and all kind of weird shit. And that's when they were together. So, I mean, I think that's way worse.
Yeah, but at least it came from Julia Fox's mouth and not Kanye's.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. So
Kim is definitely...
Some people are going in on her for that.
Yeah, she's definitely trying to... Which I will say, Kanye has... I didn't really like the way that he was kind of going at Kim. I do definitely feel like there's definitely a narrative with him and the media control and the control that the Kardashians have. But I think Kanye didn't help. But I think Kim does slick shit behind the scenes and stuff like that, almost to kind of like poke the bear.
Right, right. Because at the end of the day, it's another, you know, it's another trending topic. It's their name on there. And what's so funny is they're really trying to promote this Hulu show. I mean, they're trying to promote it hard because it's supposed to air, I think, next week or something. So it's like we have Kim on podcast. Kris Jenner's coming out talking about she wants Kendall's boyfriend on the show, but he's refusing. He doesn't want to be bothered with it. You have Courtney and her whole I'm trying to get pregnant by Travis Barker. I feel like they're doing a lot to try and get this show off the ground.
Yeah, and it's weird because they ended their show. So... they ended the show, I guess, with E! Just to go to Hulu, which I get a lot of people stream now. So it seems like they just have to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why they left E! Is because Hulu gave them a huge bag. Trust me. Just to be leaving E! No, Hulu gave them a huge bag. I forgot how many millions of dollars, but they got paid like literally three times as much as what E! Could afford to pay them.
Okay, because see, the way that I was taking it, but I don't really watch that their show like that, but the way I was taking it, because when they did the final season, they were, you know, all this sad music and shit like that, and oh, it's the end of the show, and I thought, oh, they're done. They're done with the reality TV thing, you know, they've all been able to build their own businesses and things like that. That's, to me, how I was taking it, so when they came out with the Hulu thing, I was like, shit, I thought y'all were done. So that's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought initially, but nope, they got paid a bag to move to Hulu.
So, oh, so now they ain't ever quitting.
Yeah, now they're trying to get people to go over there. And I mean, Hulu is okay, I guess, but you have to pay like something. And then it's just too many commercials. Then you got to upgrade to get rid of the ads. So a lot of people don't like Hulu like that because the ads are in there. If I'm paying anything for a service, there should be no ads, period.
Right, exactly.
You charge one fee with no ads or move the hell around. Why should I pay $6 and I'm still getting inundated with ads? Like, it was so hard for me to watch Siren, because Siren was one of my favorite shows that I binge watched after I had surgery. And I remember getting so pissed off, like, yo, how do I stop these ads? This is ridiculous. I'm like, this is a paid service. Why is there so many ads? And so somebody was like, oh, you got to upgrade. So I go to look at the upgrade and it was like, I think like $15, $16. Why should I pay an additional, you know, fee to get rid of ads? The ads shouldn't be on here anyways. So I was like, you know what? F Hulu. I just went ahead and like, you know, well, on any damn way, honey.
Yeah, right, right.
Well, they stopped paying the bill. So I had no choice but to say F Hulu. So I just went to Netflix.
Hulu is definitely one of those streaming apps that I can live without. Like, it's not a must. I think we have it at the moment. I don't know how. It might not even be ours. But it's definitely not like a, you know, it's not like a HBO Max or a Netflix or a Prime, you know, something that at this point in life, like, I can't, I gotta have those. Hulu, I'm like, eh. I mean, there's the, you know, Tubi, I think, where that shit, that's free. And you got, it's a bunch of apps or a bunch of ads and stuff, but at least it's free. So you can kind of Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't mind watching an ad if it's free, but these ads have just gotten just so crazy. I told y'all, I pay for YouTube now. I'm a YouTube Prime member, premium service member, because the ads got so bad. And I'm a content creator. But it was like, literally, I'd be in the shower, I'm washing my hair, and some of these ads were so ridiculous. Like, if your ad is 30 minutes, that's not an ad. That's like, what do you mean it's not an ad? Like, back in the day, these ads were 10 seconds. They cut off after 10 seconds, or you could hit skip. I mean, there's been times where I've been cooking, and it's like music will come on as I'm watching somebody. Music will come on, and they'll play, like, the whole music video. It's like, these are ads. These are entire music videos, documentaries. So at that point, I just went ahead and paid for the premium because I don't like my stuff being interrupted.
Right. And it'll be like, you know, you'll see one of five. And hell, I'm like, damn, we're only on two. I got three more to go. Those ads will be long.
Yeah, they've gotten ridiculous with some of these ads. You know, like I said, yes, that's how I make money, but it needs to make sense. Like, even a lot of times on my back end, I have to fix my ads, the videos that they do approve, because they will literally stuff 15 ads into a 10-minute video. I'm like, what the hell? Who wants to add in 5 minutes? So I have to go in and like delete half of them and just make it, you know, where there's 4 to 6. But they'll literally stuff like 15 ads in like a 10-minute video with no shame. It's insane.
Yeah, they're getting it in.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see people end up joining Hulu, you know, to go watch the Kardashians. We'll have to wait and see. So now let's go ahead and segue into this Britney Spears news. So if you guys do not know, Britney Spears came out the other day and she basically announced her pregnancy. She's pregnant. And so she told everybody, and Jamie Lynn, her sister, was caught, quote unquote, caught liking the pregnancy announcement. And some people are dragging Jamie. They feel like, you put Britney through enough. You have no right to like her pregnancy announcement. You need to move on, because you and her father were the ones who had her on the IUD for years. And now you're trying to like her pregnancy announcement. Who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah, I'm with them. Jamie Lynn ain't shit. Like, anybody who could do their sister like that, that's just some low, that's just low down, dirty, rotten scoundrel. Like, I couldn't imagine. Like, that's your sister, like your sibling. So no, I'm with the internet. Bitch, you got a lot of nerve coming over here and liking this picture. You need to go on and just sit there and eat your food.
Right. And what's so funny is, like, Jamie Lynn was only able to have a career because of Britney Spears. That
exactly.
is where Jamie Lynn came from Britney. She was able to get Zoe 101, whatever the hell the show was called, because of Britney. And, you know, for the past 20 years, nobody in this family has worked consistently besides the quote unquote, the person who was on this, you know, they had her in this, what's that thing called?
Conservatorship.
Yeah. So the person, the conservative, is the only one working. She's literally taking care of Jamie Lynn, the brother, the father, the mom, the entire family was basically eating off of Britney. So I'm happy that Britney's finding her freedom. Now, I can't lie though, I'm kind of nervous though with her about having another kid. Britney be, you know, we fucks with Britney, but Britney be acting on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, she's the pictures, you know, some of the things that she does, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, so at first I was like, okay, I get like Britney in her, the age that she's in, and, or not the age that she's at, maybe she is not super familiar with social media. And then I'm like, well, she's had social media for a while, but she kind of reminds me sometimes of, like, I don't know, like maybe like your older homegirl who finally gets on Instagram and doesn't really understand how it works and just kind of does weird shit on it. So that's kind of how I was looking at it at first. But then as time went by, I was like, yeah, I know Britney's been through a lot of shit. So I don't, you know, I'm happy for her, and I think that what they did to her was terrible. I don't think she should be under a conservatorship, but I would be lying if I didn't say, yeah, she does do some kind of weird shit on there.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, that she continues to get the help that she needs.
You know,
because she went through a lot of trauma, a lot of traumatic stuff, and, you know, and it's hard for her to try and, you know, be around people that she can trust. And hopefully this guy that she's with, because, you know, this is her latest boyfriend, I just hope and pray that he's a good dude and he's really there for her and he really is there for the right reasons. And he's not looking at it as just a bag like Kevin Federline.
Yeah, because I feel like when all that stuff happened with Kevin Federline was when she lost her mind. You know, granted, there was a lot more to it than her just having a nervous breakdown. But clearly she did have a nervous breakdown. So I hope something like that doesn't happen again. I don't know why anyone would. I don't think Britney maybe needs social media. I know it helped her a lot with the Free Britney movement, and she probably wants to connect with her fans, so I get that. But also at the same time, just to protect like her peace and her mental health, I don't even know if social media would be the best thing for her at the moment.
Yeah. I think at this point, she should just take a break, you know, kind of chill out.
Just let someone else run it.
Yeah. And then focus on the pregnancy. I think that's going to be the best for Britney, you know. So on that note, I want to go ahead and talk about our last topic here. So if you guys do not know, currently Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, they're going through this whole litigation. So I've spoken about Amber Heard and just all her bullshit over the years and the things that she put Johnny Depp through. So this is what's going on right now. So they are saying that the former couple is in court in Fairfax, Virginia. This week, a multi-million dollar trial after Johnny sued Amber for $50 million for defamation. After she wrote a piece for the Washington Post newspaper in which she described herself as a victim of domestic violence. But the 35-year-old actress did not name the Dark Shadow star, so she has countersued for $100 million. Amber's lawyer, Elaine Berterhoff, has alleged in court that Johnny penetrated her with a liquor bottle during a hostage situation over a three-day span in Australia in 2015. She told the jury that he had jammed her up against the bar and he hurled bottles at her. He had dragged her across the floor on broken bottles. He punched her. He kicked her. He told her he was going to fucking kill her and he fucking hates her. He pounded at her, and then penetrated her with a liquor bottle. However, a spokesperson for Johnny vehemently denies the claims, saying in a statement that these fictitious claims were never made at the onset of Amber's allegations in 2016 and only adventurously surfaced years later, once she was sued for defamation after noting in her op-ed that she was a victim of sexual violence.
Yeah, I don't believe shit that bitch says.
I know that's right.
I don't believe her. And, you know, I know that Johnny Depp, he's a very heavy alcoholic. I double checked just to make sure I wouldn't put no labels on him. He still struggles with alcoholism. Apparently, he went broke drinking. I don't know if that's true or not. That was just, you know, what the internet said. But back to her. Whenever she was saying all the stuff she said, because she's the perfect example of people who ruin it for everybody else because of people like her. So I feel like she should be held at a very higher standard. I don't know if I'm articulating myself well. She should be held at a higher standard. People should be dragging the hell out of her because it's people like her that make it hard for real victims who go through stuff like that and they're not believed. Right. And the fact that the media never really just dragged the shit out of her the way I feel like she should have been dragged because she lied on him, they just handled her with kitten gloves. But when it was her coming out making all these allegations, which, yes, she should be believed, but when it was, like, proven that she made all that up, that she was lying, there was recordings, there was receipts, I don't know, I just felt like they didn't make a big deal out of it. So she would have said all that shit back then. Had that really happened, she would have already said all of that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't understand why she's still allowed to, one, have an acting career and still even, you know, put on a pedestal in Hollywood. She has been known to be a liar. It's been documented. She's admitted it behind the scenes. And when everything first came out, they literally destroyed Johnny Depp's career. They took him off of Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, I feel like just so many things that he had in the works canceled instantly. But yet still, she's able to still, you know, go on with her life. And my thing is this. While I think it's very messed up, the things that Johnny Depp has been, you know, what he's gone through over the past few years, this is why I always say sometimes you need to stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Because before Johnny met this broad, let's start there. She was a lesbian. She claimed she was a lesbian. She was in love with her girlfriend. Johnny Depp was with his baby's mother, the mother of his kids. I think they have like maybe two or three kids. He had been with this woman for years. Okay. Never one time married that woman, didn't put a ring on her finger, and she had his children. He done got with Amber Heard. And I'm assuming maybe they did some freaky threesome type shit with her and the girlfriend or just whatever. She's willing to, you know, just.
Yeah, probably.
And he's, you know, he's getting older. His baby's mother's a little bit older. And so now he got this young thing on him and she's willing to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? She goes every which way. So he leaves the baby's mother. And I think it was like within 3 to 6 months, him and Amber Heard were married. He didn't even know Amber like that. But again, getting sexually attracted to somebody and basing the relationship basically on sex with no substance. And here we are close to what, 5 years later, his whole career has just been destroyed. And even her ex, the girlfriend, came out a while back and even said that she was abusive to the ex-girlfriend. So she's had a history of abusing people and then playing victim.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely believe that. And she gives me just crazy bitch energy. And I feel like some people, though, men and women both, it's almost like they thrive like in that toxicity. Like, they can't just be in, not a normal relationship, but they can't just, I don't know how to word it. Kind of like in Euphoria. You know how Maddie was talking about? Mm-hmm. Now, granted, she's young. You know, she's a young girl. So, but even people, as they mature and they grow older, it's almost like they have to have chaos in their life. They're almost, yeah, they're like agents of chaos. And I could see her being that crazy bitch that, you know, they probably fight and then fuck and, you know, it just all kind of craziness going on. And it, for some reason, he was attracted to that. It was exciting. Somehow it challenged him. And look where it got him.
Yeah. And I think that's what it was. I think it was a matter of them being very sexually attracted to each other. She was younger. She was new. You know, he was tired of his baby's mother. And he decided to venture off, and he ended up picking the wrong one. The bitch was batshit crazy.
You know? You can look at her, like, just her eyes and tell that she's crazy. I want anything with her in it, I will not watch it. I don't care what it is.
Yeah, I was so upset that they still decided to put her in Aquaman 2. I don't understand why, because Aquaman was one of my favorite DC movies. One of my favorite. I don't like a lot of DC movies, honey. I will watch a Batman movie here and there, but Aquaman was by hands down one of my favorites because I just love the graphics. I love the water. I love the story. And I mean, there was a petition where hundreds and thousands of people signed it saying that they did not want Amber Heard to be casted. They're like, you know what I'm saying? Go use the girl from Game of Thrones. You know, Queen Daenerys. People were petitioning. They wanted Queen Daenerys to play.
Yeah, I would be here for Emilia. I love Emilia Clarke. I would be here for that all day. Her and Jason Momoa have great chemistry.
Exactly. That's what people were saying. People wanted Emilia Clarke to do it with Jason. And the studios were like, no, we're still going to use Amber Heard. And nobody's going to watch that movie.
Mm-mm. Well, Emilia said she's going to go ahead and get that Marvel bag. I don't know what Marvel movie she's about to be in, but she's about to be in some Marvel movie. A lot of Game of Thrones characters are. But that's why DC stays losing when it comes to those movies. Now, I do like the new Batman. I'll watch Batman, but the other movies I don't care about. Maybe Wonder Woman.
Yeah, because she totally just ruined that movie for me.
Yeah, I never even watched the first one. I will not watch anything with her in it.
Yeah, the first one was really good. I really enjoyed it. And this was before, when that one came out, this was like kind of when some of the back and forth, you know, was going on. But now that people know and there's like solid proof, it just doesn't make any sense. And now they're saying that, oh, Amber Heard, a.k.a. Amber Turd, almost didn't return for Aquaman 2. Well, bitch, you shouldn't return because nobody wanted you to come back. You chose to come back because you need the money. And I think if she, you know, once this movie's released, I just don't see people supporting it as much, especially men, because of what she put a man through. Because, you know, like bro code and stuff. I can see a lot of men just saying, yo, we fuck with Jason. You know what I'm saying? He's a good actor. Game of Thrones. We love him. But we don't fuck with her. Like what she did to Johnny Depp was just totally unacceptable. So I can see them, you know, they're going to lose a lot of money with this. And she was saying, too, that their chemistry between her and Jason Momoa was not the same. Well, damn, you think? He's probably scared. Like, if I touch you a certain way, if I look a certain way, will you make up a bunch of lies and rumors on me? Of course, chemistry is going to be off because everybody knows who you really are now, Amber.
Yeah, and I wasn't feeling what I don't know. I think it was the director. Didn't he, whenever the petition came out, he was like, y'all just gonna have to get over it, pretty much. So I wasn't
Well,
really
this is very
feeling that.
interesting because, again, when it was Johnny Depp, these were just allegations. They totally just took him off of Pirates of the Caribbean. No questions asked. But now
Yeah.
if there's a petition for a woman to be removed off of this, it's like, oh, get over it. Well, then why didn't you tell people to get over it when it was Johnny Depp?
And obviously, I think when it comes to things like that, you know, it is a serious, when someone makes an allegation against someone, it is serious. It should be taken serious. But I think a lot of times people, it's supposed to be guilty or no, what? Innocent until proven guilty. They are guilty until proven innocent. And it's destroying a lot of people's lives. And the reason that I go so hard on her is because, like I said, she is the reason that so many, not her particular, but just people like her. She is a perfect example of why there are so many women out there that are scared to come out and tell the truth or to be honest about the stuff they've been through because they don't want people to think they're an Amber Heard.
And they're saying, at this point in time, the chemistry was like really off. But the movie doesn't come out till 2023. So we'll see. But I'm telling you, if they get more backlash, especially now that she's claiming that he tried to, assault her with a bottle. I mean, it's just like, come on. She's still out here lying and reaching. Because again, if he did something that horrific, we would have heard about this back in 2015.
Oh
We would have been waiting until 2022 to spill that tea.
yeah, because that is really dark and horrific. I couldn't imagine anybody having to go through something like that. That would have been the first thing she would have said.
Exactly. So Amber Heard is definitely full of shit. But like I said, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for Aquaman 2, and which is messed up because I'm a big Jason Momoa fan, so.
Yeah, I like him too, and he seems just so cool and chill in real life, which is so funny when you're talking about the chemistry. It seemed like he could vibe with anyone, but he's like, not this bitch. Not her. Anybody but her.
Exactly. He's like, nope, I'm cool. Too much
Yeah,
drama. Too much.
right.
Well, on that note, this has been a great conversation, Emily. I want to thank you for coming on.
Oh, no problem. It's always fun.
Definitely, definitely. So, tea sippers, thank you guys once again for tuning in to Tea Time Unfiltered. So, we will talk to you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your day. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.